bless his 95-year-old heart, keeps sending me political emails. I guess he just wants his firstborn to be kept informed of the events of the world. So today I got one that was titled Mystery of the Century. It chronicles really more than just one mystery. It had plenty more than just the usual Obama birth certificate stuff. These folks go on as if no Hawaiian birth certificate had ever been produced, so obviously evidence to the contrary of their conspiracy theory doesn't really pass muster. Additionally, they wanted to see the Obama kids' birth certificates. Something real fishy there. Someone hiding something. But I never could figure out what the something was. And oh, how about the fact that no one seems to remember Barack and the colleges he pretends to have gone to, or the law degrees for himself and Michelle that were voided? How about that? There were more, of course, maybe too many to fact check for my old man or the folks who send these emails from the rocks they live under. But when I talked to him, he chuckled and said, "Well, they're interesting, don't you think?" So one by one, I had to send him the fact-check false results of my painstaking research, and of course, I got no response, and won't. Maybe the Russians are behind this. Maybe the alt-right. Maybe the Trump machine, if I thought they were that capable. Maybe it's just the times we live in where the most outrageous lies are propagated for God only knows what reason other than to piss off people like me. All's fair, I guess, in love and politics for some folks. Deep down, I think folks are making money somehow, monetizing their ranting and raving, boosting their hits, and capitalizing on the gullible. Of course, on the upside, I've been noticing this blog site that usually gets less hits than a bottom-dwelling baseball team has suddenly been raising its batting average, by 10 times the last couple of days, and no doubt whatsoever in my pencil-shaved mind, the Russian trolls have found me and are using my innocuous words to their evil intent. I know I should complain to the FBI or the president or someone in charge of keeping the flames of liberty from flickering out completely, but, well, I thought I'd wait a day or three, maybe a month or more, years if necessary, to see what advertisers might flock to my clickbait. I mean, I'm all for freedom and democracy and all that fluffy stuff, but we're talking capitalism here in its rawest, truest form. And if that doesn't trump liberty and justice, well, I might as well move to Russia. Actually, I suspect the Russians are already here, so why bother moving there? And Vlad, if you're listening in, my agents are standing by for any lucrative offers.